83.
This snow is really good for snowballs. It's light. We're going to go sledding.
Some people like snow. Some people are just plain tired of it. And it's yet another day off for a lot of school kids across America, particularly in the Northeast and the Southeast, because it's President's Day. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Here we are in another week in February, and it's a big week. It's a big week in the sense that it's a short week for a lot of people, and we're getting closer. We're trudging through winter. It's intense what has happened. Snowplow accidents, pileups, people stuck in cars for hours. It's just been a horrendous nightmare this year. Snow can always cause accidents. Ice certainly, more often than not, causes pileups, but it seems to be magnified. And perhaps part of that is because more places are getting such unusual snow totals. They are snapping records. And without a doubt, the weather people now are like celebrities where they have to disguise themselves if they are out on a day when it happens to be nice because everybody's going to ask them about the weather. Who is the most popular person in line anywhere? The weather person in any of these places. They said at one point last week, 49 states had some semblance of snow. Whether it was old snow on the ground or serious totals like in New York and in New Jersey, in Philadelphia, in Massachusetts, up and down the coastline. Either you were dealing with ice in the southeast or you were dealing with snow in the northeast or you're dealing with bone-chilling temperatures in the Midwest. I know that the Californians listening to this show and the people in the mighty Pacific Northwest are just grinning somewhat over how good it is to be on the other coastline right now. The people in Arizona and the people in all those warm weather places, even if it's a little cooler than normal, it's nothing like what so many people are dealing with. And there is a call for potential snowflakes, flurries, that aren't supposed to amount to anything at this point. In the beginning of the week, next week, in places like New York, all I can say is batten the hatches because we still have more winter to deal with. Speaking of winter, the Winter Olympics, the medal count for the U.S. tied with Russia still. 16 is the number. The Netherlands lead the pack with 17. The U.S. still has 4 golds, 4 silver, adding more to the bronze totals, 8 bronze medals. In the Super G, over the weekend, Bodie Miller tied for the bronze. Andrew Weibrecht from the United States had an amazing run himself, and he captured the silver, but a lot of people are buzzing about what happened with Bodie Miller as he was questioned afterwards by a reporter, Kristen Cooper, about his brother, and was this a win for his brother? His nickname was Chili, and he got very, very emotional, and she, kept asking him about it, and eventually kind of broke down on the side, and his wife came over and hugged him, and as far as social media is concerned, the buzz is all over this. Was it too obnoxious? Was the interview was the interviewer way over the top about repeatedly hitting him over the head with these same questions? The good thing is for Miller is he ended up with the medal, and his wife, Morgan Beck, was there after he won it. And it was exciting to see this because this is now 6 medals for him. And this is a guy who has had an incredible story. He's 36 years old. I mean, he was an incredible athlete, but also really annoyed a lot of people because he marches to the tune of his own drummer. At one point, many, many years ago, he said, "I don't care about medals. It's not about medals." And he infuriated a lot of people with that comment. But he had raw talent, and every time, I mean, he had a rough Olympics. He's had some rough Olympics, but every time he could dig deeper, he would produce some results in these championships and whatnot. So winning bronze, I think, in the Super G was really a highlight from the Olympics. He was expected to, perhaps, because he did so well in the practices, to medal. And the fact that he did, I say bravo to that, because he goes out on a high note, no matter what happened interview-wise or whatever else. And he added to the medal count, as did Andrew Weibrecht, too, which is terrific, because this is a guy who barely made the Olympic team, has enough raw talent to be there on the mountain. And as far as the flag is concerned, we got a couple of guys wrapped up in the flag, so that's always a good thing. We'll see what happens as the games continue, because they're almost, you know, we're into day 10, so they're almost wrapping up. It is President's Day, so favorite presidents. If I asked you who your favorite president is, who would you pick? I know some of you are still out there shaking. Shaking and baking, and perhaps you're on the third shift, not everybody has off. My favorite president is Tom Jefferson. I've talked about this at length before. To me, he embodied what I think it takes to be a president, and he was the guy who helped with the Declaration of Independence. He served in many roles in a young government. He is somebody who believed more in a smaller government and states taking responsibility. And to me, I mean, there's a zillion Jefferson quotes. There's a million Jefferson facts that we could talk about. For me, when I read books, I'm always looking for, if it's a historical thing, I'm always looking for things about Thomas Jefferson ever since I was a kid. So I think right from the bat, he was really the guy for me. I can remember a couple of new quotes that I scribbled down. You know, there's some famous ones from him. But how about, I view great cities as pestilent to the morals, the health, and the liberties of men. How about, a little rebellion now and then is a good thing. A little rebellion. How about, when a man assumes a public trust, he should consider himself as public property. And then, to me, this is one, I don't know that many people would use this, but I like this one. It's soul, it's climate, it's equality, liberty, laws, people, and manners. My God, how little do my countrymen know what precious blessings they are in possession of, and which no other people on earth enjoy. Does that not sum it up? That is Tom Jefferson to me in a nutshell. And I guarantee he was one of those guys. I bet back in the day he was very polarizing. People either among his peers, people either really loved Tom Jefferson or they really didn't like Tom Jefferson. But as the third president of the United States and one of the founding fathers, he wrote the Declaration of Independence. I think for me, for my money, he was the best president to date, hands down. You might have somebody different in mind. Send me your thoughts, americatonight.net, or give us a jingle, 855-266-5283. I'll meet you on the flip side. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the No-No hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for No-No hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my No-No. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-No has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
It's President's Day. Your favorite president? I guarantee I know who are some of the presidents you'd put on the worst list. By the way, I'm going to throw this in. Bodie Miller responded on Twitter. Good for him. He said, "My emotions were very raw." She asked the questions that every interviewer would have asked. Pushing is part of it. She wasn't trying to cause pain. She wasn't trying to cause pain. He said he was super emotional. So that was a good thing for him to do, I think, just because he's trying to keep it so that people aren't just bombarding her for asking the same thing again and again and again. All right, Jack in Australia joins us now. Hey, Jack, how you doing?
I think I picked up that lurgy you brought back from Guatemala, but I'm doing well, thanks, Kate.
I know. Isn't it the worst? You can't get rid of it. Other people are saying the same thing to me, that where they used to have a cold and they could dump it in a week and they take all this stuff and whatever, but it's hanging around. And a lot of people are saying the same thing. And so watch out, Jack. That might hang with you for a while.
Yeah. Look, I thought I'd jump in and the risk of offending the sports princess. The one thing that irks me about a lot of sports journalism is, and it seems to be more in the summer type, more athletic type games, is, people have just, swan a world record time or run a world record marathon or whatever, and as soon as they're over the finish line, there's a the microphone being thrust into their face. They haven't had time to catch their breath, and they're being asked all of these questions. To me, it doesn't make for good radio or television, and it catches the athlete at probably their most vulnerable, or it's a way to trip them up. Like we saw that just part of the Super Bowl with the Seattle quarterback who said things that came across a little bit inappropriate. But you know, I mean, if somebody's just run or swum a world record time, give them a couple of minutes to, you know, comprehend and process what has just happened. You know, this is not this is a moment for the athlete to have the spotlight, not some journalist to usurp their way into that journalist spotlight. And it goes on and on. It's really crappy journalism, in my opinion.
Right, so you're saying not to give them a minute to collect themselves and all that stuff. Now, you know what they'll shoot back with in this case, that this was, they have the rights to the games and the athletes, the Olympic Committee tells them to do the interviews afterwards and all that stuff. But you make a point. So, for example, if it's agreed upon ahead of time, then they do it. And he was willing to do, in this case, he was willing to do the interview. It's just that she kept pressing him on the same thing over and over again. But I agree there are times when that doesn't need to happen and it's ridiculous, and can't they have a second to, first of all, enjoy the moment? One of the things that's happened, as you said, you brought up the Super Bowl, is, okay, so you just win the Super Bowl. Can you not high-five your teammates? Can you not say a few words in private to people before you're immediately avalanche? But sports has become so huge, Jack, that what happens is it's like a feeding frenzy. So if you don't get that story, the other person from the other network's going to get it, and it's ridiculous. It's, you know what it's like? It's like politics. Because if in politics, this is what happens. It's like at the daily briefing, the screaming on top of each other. But I think there should be, I think there should be a minute to enjoy your moment with your teammates. I agree.
Well, you're a tennis player, and with the Australian Open or the American Open, they have regularly a post-match press conference or a post-event. You know, why can't we go with the Olympics? Why can't we have that? I mean, you know, with gymnastics and with the ice dancing and so on. I mean, they have time to take it all in because they've got to sit down, they've got to get the judges' scores. There's a little bit of time to blow off steam. There just needs to be that separation. They just don't need a microphone shoved right in their face. You know, I've seen it in the diving or the swimming. I mean, they're not even out of the water yet, and there's a hand with a microphone coming down.
So true. I've seen that too. Hey, you're not out of the pool yet, but here, I don't get any water on the microphone. I don't want to get electrocuted. Yeah, I mean, it's exactly. A good question. Has it gone too far? Is it too, we're in the quest to get the interviews, the raw emotion, the whole thing, is it too far where there's no time to take even a breath? Where before you could take a breath, and your example is great because I've covered tennis and that's exactly what happens. Roger Federer or Maria Sharapova or Serena Williams or whoever it is comes out for the interview afterwards. They do sometimes an on-court interview. They know they're going to do it, and it's only for the winner. It's not for the loser. When somebody's just trashed and thrashed or whatever in the semifinals or whatever, they wave to the crowd and they're off the court. And if they want to do an interview later, that's fine, and they usually come in and they'll do one later. But they're not interviewed right there on court. So, yeah, it's an interesting point, Jack. Yeah. I agree. There should be some, thanks for the call, there should be some time in between, perhaps. The problem is it's just, you know, it's a thin line. And it goes to the person covering it and to the network and what's agreed upon. In the case of NBC, I guarantee, I am willing to bet that in this case, that's an agreed upon thing. So the Olympic Committee says, okay, here's what's happening. They're, when you're done, NBC's going to interview people. Yeah, we agree. So that's part of the process. Now, if they agree to do it, it's just like sometimes in sports when somebody gets really upset and something's happened that they didn't think was going to happen, they storm off and don't do the interviews, they get fined. Like in the NFL, if you left the Super Bowl and you were the winning team and you refused to do interviews, of course they would fine you for that, for not doing the interviews. But, you know, where is the too far thing? And especially, we live in such a different world now anyway. The coverage is intense. The cool thing for a lot of people is the immediacy of the of having the Twitter or having the reaction or having the result or whatever, which is amazing. I mean, instantaneously to have that. But on the other hand, have we lost something because do you not give them time to like live that moment for a second? There was somebody, I can't remember who it was. It might have been at the Super Bowl too. It might have been the Super Bowl, or it might have been Boston and the World Series win, where somebody was interviewed and they said, and they were really actually very gracious about it and good, and they answered some questions and, you know, how do you feel and what are you thinking and what are your emotions right now, blah, blah, blah. And whoever it was, they said, well, I'm still really just taking this in, so I don't know what my emotions are because I'm still really basking in this moment and trying to enjoy it. And I thought, oh, that's it. That was the right answer, because they were having to answer questions and they weren't able to celebrate because they were pulled away. So Bodie Miller does her a favor because he says, you know, she wasn't trying to cause pain, but she's getting shellacked by a lot of people for pushing the questions. And I'm sure that what happened is they agree to the interviews, but then what happens in the interviews is, of course, a whole different thing. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, we're doing our weekly re-rack, and I think you're going to really enjoy this weekly re-rack, because last weekend when we hit the airwaves, everybody was talking about the Beatles and the 50th year, the 50th anniversary, if you will, of the Beatles' invasion into the U.S. and, of course, on the Ed Sullivan Show, and what that was like and what the whole Beatles craze was like. And Life magazine put out a special edition that has incredible pictures of the Beatles back in the day and even current times, Paul with his wife and with his first wife, Linda, and all that stuff. And it's really well done, as, of course, Life magazine always does when they put out Life books. But the Beatles, iconic, if you think of the top five bands of all time, wouldn't they be on the top of the list? I think most people would say so. It depends on your criteria. So we're going to talk to the managing editor of Life as our weekly re-rack next on America Tonight.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
The Beatles all week long, and everybody knows I'm a fan of the Beatles anyway. We've gone through various times on the show where we've played a lot of Beatles music and had all of you chime in with what your favorite song was and whatnot. So it's a special anniversary, really, all week long, 50 years after the Beatles appeared on Ed Sullivan's show. So 50 years after the British invasion, life has done an incredible thing. With all of this, the books are absolutely beautiful and really take you through all kinds of history with the Beatles and unbelievable pictures, I have to say. The managing editor for Life Books, Bob Sullivan, joins us now. Bob, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
So putting this together, you know, when you think of the Beatles and people's memories of the Beatles and even younger people and what their expectations were about the stories that they've heard, pretty tough to pull together, I guess, in a way, having to go through the pictures and whatnot. This had to be a fun project to work on, wasn't it?
Well, it was a fun project. And you know, we had been there, as you said, we've been there before with the Beatles, but in dealing with Paul specifically, it was nice to focus and nice to, you know, like sort of delineate a life from beginning to end and try to figure out where he was 50 years ago and try to celebrate that. You know, we had friendships and we have always had friendships with, specific photographers. So we went back to Harry Benson, you know, for the pillow fight scenes. in Paris, you know, when I Want to Hold Your Hand went to number one in America, and we got Harry's full portfolio, you know, because he stayed with Paul and shot him when he was with Wings and you know, the other band besides the Beatles, and then later in his solo career. So yeah, I mean, it was fun to put it together, and it really did bring us all back, and we hope it brings our readers all back as well. It was a fun time.
Did you have a favorite picture? Was your favorite picture the pillow fight, or was there another one that you liked better?
You know, my favorite picture of all of them, the pillow fight's way up there. But I kind of, because I know the backstory and because I know the life history on it, I like the Beatles in the swimming pool just as much.
Yeah, that's a great shot.
It's down in Florida. It's at the end of that historic, you know, visit to America 50 years ago. And, you know, they got down there. We had sent, Life had sent John Lowengard down, who, you know, was one of our great shooters. And, you know, he's like, you know, what are these Beatles all about? And he gets them and he's like, why don't you jump into the pool? And, the pool was freezing cold. It was very bitterly cold in Miami at the time. And the Beatles got in. But if you notice from the photograph, they didn't get their hair wet.
Yeah.
Now the mop tops were preserved.
So true.
And that was important.
Yeah, and for people listening, I'll describe it for them, Bob. It's exactly what you said. They didn't get their heads wet. They have great big grins on their faces. And, I mean, they look like those Beatles, the fresh-faced Beatles when they came to the U.S. And I guess, you know, all those young people everywhere they went there was like 10,000 people at the airport. You talk about that in the magazine and, you know, in the book, and it's just absolutely amazing to see that and then see the Beatles through the years too. I mean, you sort of take us back and then pull us back into the younger years. Was that on purpose? Just trying, as you put the photographs together, you took us through Paul and Linda and whatnot, and even the last picture is the picture in Paul's of he and his wife Jane, his new wife of a couple of years, I think. And I just think it's so wonderfully done. Was a lot of that intentional?
Well, yeah. I mean, this is Paul's book. I mean, we have done other books on the Beatles before, but this one we really tried to focus on Paul. And, you know, certainly he was, you know, he with John. They were the principal makers of the Beatles back in the day, 50 years ago. And then it all became complicated. And so what we wanted to do in this particular book about Paul was tell that whole complicated story, but in a fun way, in a sort of Beatles way. And, you know, a way that would be entertaining for Beatles fans, but would also be true. And so that's what we tried to do here. Yeah, I mean, you know, the later pictures of Paul, I can't tell you how happy I am, you know, for Paul and how great it is that Paul is, you know, as happy as he is now and has found such a place. It's probably the best postscript to the Beatles story that could possibly be written. That and Ringo, you know, the last couple of nights singing together on those shows. It was really glorious to see. Having said that, we all miss John and George, and that's very sad stuff. But this was Paul's book. You know, we've done other books on the Beatles, but here we wanted to concentrate on and celebrate Paul, and I hope that's what we've done.
Oh, yeah, I absolutely think so. Do you think that, in looking at the different photographs, as you mentioned, the different photographers who work with the Beatles, did they have a reputation for being easy or hard to work with, especially in the beginning? Because I got the feeling from the interviews and things that I read that they were kind of very happy about their music and its success, but kind of reluctant superstars.
You know, I think at the very beginning, they were pretty easy. I mean, the Harry Benson pillow fight stuff. I mean, you know, Harry engineered that, and then Harry was on the plane, and the shot that we have in the book of the Beatles deplaning at JFK, and Harry tells Ringo to have the others turn around and wave. You know, that's the famous shot from JFK. They were all in at that point. I'm sure they got more difficult, you know, 67, 68, you know, when they were having their problems, personally, when they were having their problems with drugs. I'm sure the whole thing got a lot more difficult. At the beginning, I think it was really easy. At the middle period, I think it was really tough. And then later, you know, like what you're seeing this week, I think it's pretty easy again. You know, they're like, you know, hey, you know, Ringo and Paul are like, you know, what the heck? You know,
yeah.
We made it. Here we are. You know, so be it.
Yeah, so let's do this. Do you have a favorite Beatles song?
Do I have a favorite Beatles song? That's a very good question, and I have never, in all my years of loving the Beatles, addressed that. I love Drive My Car. I love, let me go with that. I mean,
Drive Your Car, yes.
Since it popped into my head. You know, so I have a lot of favorite Beatles songs, but as we all do. But I think when I was working out this morning, I heard Drive My Car, and so that's in my head right now, so there you go.
I like that. You know, Hey Jude is one of those songs that it seems like it doesn't matter, Bob, where I've lived, where I've been, it pops on the radio all the time. And, of course, it was a huge seller for the Beatles, but there were so many songs, so many hits. And that's one thing about the Beatles, they're one of those bands. Don't you think pretty much when you put them up there in the top five of iconic bands? I mean, would you put them number one? Would you put the Rolling Stones there?
Yeah. As far as bands, sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think there's, you know, as far as popular music, I think you can only talk about the Beatles and then Elvis, Sinatra, and the Beatles, and no one else.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I really do think that's the big three, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so, too. Maybe the Rolling Stones sneak in there somewhere, but they're the big three.
Oh, no, come on.
Yeah,
the Stones came over, you know, after the Beatles invaded America and, you know, and all this craziness that we're talking about now happened. The Stones came over and they couldn't even sell out Albuquerque.
That's,
you know,
true.
I mean, I love the Stones. I love their music, but they're a blues band. And, because of their longevity, they were able to claim the, you know, and because of their excellence, they were able to claim the title of the greatest rock and roll band of all time or whatever, however they introduce themselves. But I think it's a entirely different situation than what we're talking about with the Beatles. It's not a phenomenon like that.
No, I agree with you. It's not a phenomenon. Absolutely not. It might be the longevity thing. All right, Bob Sullivan, as always, managing editor of Life magazine. Pick it up. It's awesome, awesome keepsake for sure. Thanks for coming on America Tonight.
You bet.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use, you just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Of America Tonight. As always, a lot of you sent your thoughts through the miracle of Al Gore's internet, and for that we head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. This one from Slam and Sam, who says, Katie Kate, long time, no talk. I gotta say, why aren't you including New England when you talk about the snow? There's more than Jersey and New York. In the Northeast, we are getting buried here. I think it's because everybody assumes we're always being buried, and maybe that's the way one way to look at it. But I have to tell you, we had yet another foot of snow here in the great state of Massachusetts. We are getting hammered, honey. That happened again over the weekend. The weather is so severe. We have trees that are down. We have power systems out. We have people scrambling. We have collapsed roofs. We have burst pipes. It is nasty business here. And I certainly know that you have a lot of friends, family, and others in this area. And I've heard you talk about Maine. I think I heard you mention Maine. And in Maine, it's pretty nasty too. So not good anywhere up and down the East Coast. We are getting slammed in all directions. Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I have a friend that lives in Salem, Massachusetts. In fact, he's got a radio show, and he's going to join us later this week. And Jack tells me it's pretty nasty there, too. I mean, all over the place, it's bad. 10 inches, 14 inches, more than that, tree limbs down, all that kind of stuff. And it's the winds that are so deadly. 50 mile an hour or more winds, you know, that's going to do it to you. That's what happens with the power lines especially. And, you know, I guess it just depends if you cherry pick things. In Massachusetts, they get slammed in some of these towns. And in Rhode Island, they had 3 to 8 inches of snow, depending on the city that you lived in. And that's pretty much it. Some cities got hit harder than others, but they certainly saw snow. And in the southeast, you had a lot of power lines that were down in Georgia, South Carolina. In fact, I got an update, and we'll go back to the mailbag, but I got an update here from Will, who told me that South Carolina, they still don't have powers in any of the pockets, that they've got at least 20,000, he thinks, out at this point. So pretty bad news. Boy, Georgia has really had it rough this time around. There's no question. All right, let's take another one. This one from Jake, listening to us in Austin, Texas. Kate, I love that you say I'm a frequent emailer. I do. I think of things that I can email you during the day when I'm not working, and I'm usually playing back your show. It depends on what shift I'm on, because I'm kind of all over the board, if you know what I mean. I'm wondering what the latest is, and I hope that people don't get furious at me for asking this question, but I wonder what the latest is with Chris Christie. Can you give us an update? When are they going to boot this guy from being the governor of the Garden State? I don't know that he gets booted from his governor's perch. It depends. I mean, if they can really tie him to the lane closings, different story. I mean, then maybe there's a resignation thing. But it's the latest thing is that the officer who was monitoring the lane closures and the jam traffic and all that stuff, the lieutenant that was out there, was somebody who was a friend of Chris Christie's. Now, you could say, well, he's the governor of New Jersey. He went to school with a bazillion people. Everybody in Jersey has 6 degrees of separation, or at least they'll tell you that, right? So I don't know. I mean, does this police lieutenant, does he have anything to do with anything that happened here? He was the guy who was handling the traffic and the closed lanes and all of that kind of stuff. I think the one to worry about is this David Wildstein, who is the guy who was the Port Authority official who supervised the lane closings. That's different, because supposedly he was in the middle of this reported retribution against the Fort Lee mayor for not helping Chris Christie when he was running. So I think that's the bigger question. I don't think this police officer, that doesn't seem odd to me, but that's the latest thing that people are talking about. I mean, the Chris Christie fever in New Jersey and New York over anything Christie is crazy. I mean, that's the talk shows, the radio talk shows are just getting bombarded with them. I mean, you can flip around anywhere, and that's what you hear. There's at least a big chunk of time devoted to the whole Chris Christie thing. So nothing new other than this police officer and, of course, his buddy, who's now no longer with the Port Authority, and all the things that keep happening there. Okay, here's one from Bud, who is listening to us in Florida, so not our Bud friend in New Jersey. And he says, boy, I am glad I live in the Sunshine State. As hot as it can get here, I will take it any day over the nonsense that I'm seeing across the tube with my friends a couple of states over. I have to tell you, in watching the Olympics, I am so tired of hearing about Bob Costas and pink eye. I get it. The guy has pink eye. They can't put him on the air, so put someone else in, which they've done. Who cares? These are people that are just throwing to the venues, and I don't understand what the big deal is over Bob Costas. All right, so Bud, the big deal over Bob Costas is he is the Emmy Award-winning sportscaster. He's the face of the Olympics. He, like, worked a bazillion days in a row covering Olympics in his career and has never missed. So he's going to be actually back on the tube on Monday. It is a weird deal, though, with the whole pink eye thing. I'll tell you this, after watching this thing, I hope I do not get that pink eye. I had pink eye one time in one eye, and it disappeared after like 2 days, so I was pretty happy about that. I'm just saying. After watching him struggle with it, it's like jumping to one eye and how bad it can be. Yikes, yikes, yikes. All right, here's one from Shalene. It says, hi, Kate Delaney. I'm sorry I have not emailed you in a long time, but we've been listening to you here in Mississippi. And I wonder, you know, you do your movie reviews and sometimes you talk about the box office. Do you know what is now one of the most popular movies that has been out for the last couple of months? And I'll give you a hint. It has the appeal to lots of kids. Lots of kids like this movie. Well, that's a huge hint saying lots of kids like this movie. So I'm assuming it has to be Frozen. And, you know, the reason I know this is because one of my friends said that they have kids, small children. They've gone to see it like 3 times. They know all about it. They know all about the fact they're going to do another one. But what's really crazy, and I just happened to read this morning, is that Frozen is like almost at $1 billion around the world, all totaled. That's insane. So it's huge. Obviously, people want to go see this movie. That it's done well, and for sure they'll do it too. If it's almost at $1 billion across the globe, they are definitely going to do it, too. All right, let's go to another one. This one is from Sal, and he says, hello, Ms. Delaney. I heard you mention something about presidents. I just caught the quick end of it. I think you were calling for best president, and for me, I think it would be Washington, and perhaps it's because my view of him is that he was such a fighter and was willing to go to the mat no matter what, and he was one of the founding fathers. Plus, there wasn't much time for him to get into too much trouble, so the history was on his side. I'm going with Washington. All right, very good. I did call for that. That was, I did call for, you know, it's President's Day, and who is your favorite president, and why would that be your favorite president? So, I bet Washington would be on a lot of people's lists. Who's your favorite president? Email me, americatonight.net.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.